This is 232. I need 222. Where is 222? Shoot, I'm gonna be late. Ugh. Whoa, careful. Hey, wait, maybe you could actually show me. Hey, don't just walk away from me. What the? So rude. Whatever. I need to find out where the hell I'm going. Excuse me. Hi. Yes, you. Hi, nice to meet you. The girl you ran into and away from this morning. All I'm saying is I could have used a hand figuring out where I was going, and I would have appreciated just a point in the right direction. What? What do you mean you couldn't hear me? No, I understand you had headphones in, but that loud? Damn, okay. Still rude, but whatever, I guess. Can I sit? Is anybody sitting here, or can I sit? Thanks. So, what were you listening to? This morning. If I'm getting trampled, it better be because it's a banger song. So, what were you listening to? I can't say I've heard it, but I'll trust it was worth it. What do I listen to? I don't think you listen to any of my music tastes. Okay, I'm either Broadway tunes or great classical hits.
Yeah.
But I'll trust you enjoy yours, and you can trust that I enjoy mine. So, no lunch for you? Here, just wait. Here. Ta-da! My famous chocolate chip cookies. Yes. Famous. All my old school people would beg me to sell them, but I just make them when I'm happy. And sad. And angry. And nervous. And honestly, at this point, I think I'm just an emotional baker. But anyway, I made way too many last night. And I thought it would make people like me more. But this isn't really a handout cookies kind of school. So I thought maybe it would make you like me. So try one. I promise, if you like chocolate, you will love these. So here. So, what do you think? How does it taste? See? They're so good. Here, you can have half of them. Hey, here's a cute little tip. If you put two in a bowl, pop them in the microwave for 10 to 15 seconds, pop a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top, and boom, you are in genuine heaven. Oh yeah, you definitely have to try it. In fact, you have to let me know what you think when you do try it. Good question. Give me your hand. Here, stay still. There. There is my number. You can text me after you try it. Cool. I'm Bella. What's your name? That's a cool name. And yes, you assumed right. It's my first day. And can I tell you, is room 222 so difficult to find? Yeah, it's in that corner. I could not for the life of me find it. I ended up being like 9 or 10 minutes late. It's okay. It's water under the bridge now. As long as you try my cookie ice cream trick. Good. So, here is my schedule. Do we have any classes together for the rest of the day? Oh, cool. Awesome. I'm totally gonna try to sit with you. I hate the new girl spotlight. Yeah, more appropriately, it's called the new kid spotlight, but it's the same thing. Hey, what do you think of the teacher? Do you think they'll be swayed by my cookies? They are good, aren't they? So glad you agree. They're so good. Awesome. Hopefully, I can sway the teacher to just like me that much more with these cookies. But listen, I'm not overly confident about much, but when it comes to cookies, I know my place. And it is a very high place. Oh, shoot. I guess I'll see you in class in a bit. Oh, ha ha. I'll find it.
I did make it. Just barely. Thank goodness the door is in the back of the room.
We're just scratching the surface a little.
All right, now going back.
I'll give the cookies after class. I don't need the whole class watching, thinking I'm trying to be some teacher's pet. Although, I guess, I kind of am. But to be fair, I'm the new kid. What else am I supposed to do?
A couple of facts about
what page are we on?
So one of the most useful techniques, which I'm sure most of you are quite familiar with, is integration by parts.
I'm not caught up with any of this. We were like two lessons behind this. There's going to be a lot of cookies in my future.
Okay, so where does integration
I'm a stress baker, and man, is all of this stressful. I'm going to have to do a lot of work in studying to catch up to everybody else. It's okay. It'll be fine. I just hope you really like cookies, because I'll probably be bringing them every single day for a while.
So if I have two functions, f and g, and I multiply them, and then I differentiate, so f times g prime is f prime g.
Why'd I move?
G prime.
It's a good question. My parents divorced.
F times g prime equals
I got a choice to live with my mom or my dad. I chose to live with my dad, but little did I know that meant moving.
Then I end up with the integration by parts.
No, I don't regret it. I love my dad, and him and I have a much better relationship, but I didn't know going to a new school would be so nerve-wracking. I didn't think about having to make new friends, let alone having to play catch-up.
Okay. So
this sucks.
The version, the indefinite integrals version.
But I should probably do myself a little bit of a favor and at least pay attention to what's happening now. Hey, do you maybe want to study together later? You can come over to my place. Awesome. Maybe this won't be super stressful after all.
Alright.
I can't believe I made a new friend so quickly.
A couple of examples.
Granted, didn't start off that great, but I have a good feeling about you.
So the first example. So suppose I want to integrate x squared.